Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. When the Philadelphia Orchestra was performing Janáček's Glagolitic Mass, I sat down with two of the four soloists, mezzo-soprano Kelly O'Connor and tenor Anthony Griffey. We talked about their approach to this unusual work for large orchestra, organ, chorus, and soloists.
You sing opera, you sing in concert with orchestras, you sing recitals. When you're singing an opera, you are inhabiting a character in many different levels because you not only have the music, but you have the storyline and you have the costumes and you have the sets. What's it like singing this kind of role in the Janáček?
Actually, I think I'm consider myself a three-pronged singer. I do recital, opera, and concert work. So I think I invest in concert work as if I were going to do an opera. I make the role I'm singing a character. You are correct that we don't have the costuming, but we do have an audience, and we have the choir, and we have characters, in my opinion. And for me, it's expression, communication with the audience.
Exactly. I think I feel that way as well. I do primarily concert work, and I really enjoy it because it's my interpretation and what I want to say, and directly I have that connection with the audience instead of wearing a costume. And for me, I prefer to do that. It can be daunting for some singers. I know a lot of people who really actually don't like that exposure because you're very vulnerable. It's just you and what you're saying, and you can't really hide. So, but for me, I found that that's the best way I can communicate.
So let's talk about this particular work, the Janáček, the Slavic Mass, or the Glagolitic Mass. It is huge, and it's not typically what you would think of as a mass. And then we learn that Janáček was not particularly religious. It has different kind of musical techniques. It has a different sound to it from other masses. How did you approach this role?
Well, I think it's interesting to just hear the different interpretations of different composers, whether they're religious or they're not religious. And this, obviously, the organ played a very big role in his composition, and it's given a starring piece by itself. And I think it's a very dramatic subject matter, the Mass. So it's how their interpretation goes, how they want to see it come across. And I think the language itself is very dramatic, and it's a bit challenge for us as Americans to sing in old Slavonic church. that's already dramatic and a change for us, but that's why I think it's a good challenge.
Well, talk about that a little bit. What is the language like?
Very difficult, actually. I was asked to sing this piece maybe 10 years ago, and I put it off, actually, because it's rarely done, but it's extremely difficult. It's for the tenor, it's very high and declamatory, and it was not so much my personality. So it's interesting, the writing for the different voice types that he wrote for. The language, I worked with a coach and performing it to the best of my ability. But it's a wonderful piece. It's rarely done, but it is a tour de force to put together with the soloist, the chorus, the orchestra, the organ. So it's exciting to be here to put it all together.
Now, you just said the part was not what you were used to.
Yes, for those of you who may know a bit of my work, I mean, I do a lot of Britten, Mozart. This piece is traditionally done by a voice type, the tenor, of a more of a dramatic Helden tenor type of voice. And I consider myself a tenor. Some people have labeled me as this type of tenor and that kind of tenor, but I don't really like labels. This is my first time performing it. It's very exciting, and I'm really thrilled to add this to my repertoire and hope I have many more years of singing it.
Are there any particularly tricky parts, particular parts that were a challenge?
Actually, our final quartet is a little challenging just because the Agnus Dei, we're off the beat, and so is the orchestra. So it's the coordination can be a little bit of an issue, and it makes you feel unsettled. But I think that's the point. So that isn't, it's not going to be, it's not actually incorrect. It might sound as if it is, but that was the trickiest part, I think, for us. And, you know, we are separated from the orchestra. We're behind the orchestra in the loft. And I think balance issues were maybe, you know, they could have come up. But I feel like that has really been addressed by Alan.
Well, Janáček is different, has been talked about as being different in terms of the melodies and the rhythm. Is this the kind of thing you're talking about as well?
Oh, I think definitely. It's very complicated, the rhythms and the text and everything together. The soprano solo is extremely complicated, and I think coordinating that with the conductor and the orchestra is tricky. But luckily, Tatiana has done this before, and she's really a pro. She just came in and can do it in her sleep, maybe, I think.
The other three of us that are singing are virgins. So,
this is our first. It's true, but I think it's good to choose a soprano that knows it.
So this is your first time singing it. How are you enjoying it?
I love it. It is actually, as I said, a daunting assignment. But I do love it. I love singing with Kelly and with John, and it's wonderful to meet Tatiana. So we've had a wonderful time putting this together.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.